friend Clara.
Oh, well, whatever he is.
I think Sorrel's beginning to be ashamed of us all, Clara. I don't altogether blame her. We are very slapdash.
Are you going to leave that picture in the guest bathroom, Mr. Simon, dear? I don't know if it's quite the thing. Lots of pink, naked women rolling about in a field.
Nudity can be very beautiful, Clara.
Oh, can it? Perhaps being a dresser for so long has spoilt me eye for it.
Clara's looking tired. We ought to have more servants and not depend so much on her.
You know we can never keep them. You're right about us being slapdash, Simon. I wish we weren't.
Does it matter?
It must, I think, to other people.
It's not our fault. It's the way we've been brought up.
Well, if we're clever enough to realise that, we ought to be clever enough to change ourselves.
I'm not sure that I want to.
We're so awfully bad-mannered.
Not people we like.
The people we like put up with it because they like us.
And what do you mean exactly by bad manners? Lack of social tricks and small talk?
We never attempt to look after people when they come here.
Why should we? It's loathsome being looked after.
Yes, but people like little attentions. We've never once asked anyone if they slept well.
I consider that an impertinence, anyhow.
I'm going to try and improve.
You're only going on like this because you've got a mania for a diplomatist. You'll soon return to normal.
Abnormal, Simon. That's what we are, abnormal. People stare in astonishment when we say what we consider perfectly normal things. I just remarked at Frida's lunch the other day how nice it would be if someone invented something to make all our faces go up like the Chinese, because I was so bored with them going down. And they all